Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, give us an update on the continuing partnership with Stephen Adams.
Yes, the Oklahoma Beef Council is in year two of a beef promotional partnership with OKC professional basketball player Stephen Adams. And we want to encourage everybody to check it out at usmashsteaks.com to learn more about the campaign.
Now, where did this term smash steaks come from?
It absolutely came from Stephen, Ron. In his own words, when we asked him about his beef habits, he said he smashed steaks all the bloody time. Now, Stephen is not just a professional basketball player, he's also a New Zealand farmer. So while the new campaign is a tongue-in-cheek take on a late-night infomercial, it also has a very serious side. We are selling Stephen Adams merchandise online that highlight the campaign, including adult and youth t-shirts. You can also buy beef basketball. Proceeds go to benefit the Food for Kids program in Oklahoma, and at Stephen's request, the Sportsway Trust of New Zealand. You can learn more about these wonderful programs at usmashsteaks.com. And Ron, for your listeners, we have a special deal, free shipping with discount code SMASHSTEAKS.
Well, cash cattle activity did break loose yesterday afternoon with light to moderate trade in the south. Ranges were from 119 to 124, although most trade was at about $124, fully steady with last week. The stability in the market will go a long way in helping create further market support through the end of the week and likely the rest of January. Although a few cattle traded in the north, it's too early to determine where price levels will fall or call a market trend due to the limited activity. On the hog futures, well, they continued to work hard to push prices away from support levels through the last half of January. After establishing short-term lows last week, the back-and-forth shifts in hog futures prices have helped to bring about increased buyer support in the complex, although there is continued uncertainty about being able to offset growing supply with the potential of increased export demand to China. The market remains in a narrow but slightly bullish direction through the end of the week. On the grains, wheat markets mostly higher with light gains present at all three exchanges. Chicago wheat turned in another head-turning performance yesterday, with the March contract trading up as much as 11 cents before closing down 3¾ cents. The reversal from new highs for the move left a conspicuous selling exhaustion tail on the daily chart, a technical feature which bears are sure to pounce on at some point today. Light gains in the corn market overnight, retaining the strength posted yesterday as consolidative trade continues. Technicians continue to circle the triple top at 392 from December 30th to January 3, which will undoubtedly be tested at some point. Weaker soybean prices, with March futures trying to close lower for the third consecutive session. March futures are now trading at their weakest level since December 12 and are solidly below the 50, 100, and 200-day moving averages. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
At the close, February live cattle down 20 cents, 126.17. April down 45, 126.77. March feeder cattle down 162, 143.05. April down 152, 146.02. February hogs up 20 cents, 67.55. Kansas City wheat, March was down 7.5, 492.5. May was down 7.5, 499.75. Chicago wheat, March down 3¾, 577.75. May was down 3¾ at 577.25. March corn was up 1¼ at 388.75. May was up 3/4 at 394.25. March soybeans down 2¼ cents, 913.75. May was down 2¼ at 927.5. March crude oil down 105 at 55.69. February natural gas up 4, 195 per million BTU. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.